oh, I had to fucking make a return to the wrestling YouTube algorithm for this. This is huge. This is massive. AEW Dynamite is on as we speak, April 10th, 2024. And they just released the footage of the backstage altercation from All In London between CM Punk and Jungle Jack Perry. Now, if you don't know the backstory to this, I'll keep it brief. CM Punk went on Ariel Helwani's podcast, great podcast, the MMA Hour, and Ariel Helwani, a real journalist, asked him some very real questions, and CM Punk gave very real answers. Basically, CM Punk admitted to choking the boy out for getting disrespectful backstage, and one thing we know for certain is that CM Punk is not a liar, ladies and gentlemen. But it's more than just CM Punk putting his hands on this young man, right? Let's talk about AEW. I think this is what this video is going to be about. My honest opinions, my honest thoughts on AEW as a business from a consumer standpoint. Now, I'm just a fan. I'm no journalist. I don't know wrestlers. I don't pretend to know things that's going on backstage. I hear what y'all hear, and I take everything with a grain of salt. But this is concrete as a motherfucker. Now, on AEW Dynamite, on their television program, The vice presidents, the EVPs, the Young Bucks, Matt and Nick Jackson, actually released the backstage footage to pop a fucking number. Now, from the wrestling fan standpoint, we slander a lot. We slander all day. And that's cool. That's a part of the game and we get all that. But I don't ever want to hear again a that'll put a butts in seats. I don't want to hear a finger poke of doom. I don't want to hear none of that shit because this is the grossest promotional tactic of any wrestling promotion, period. The Young Bucks, ain't the Young Bucks, they're supposed to be Jack Perry's friend, right? Now, as a friend, I would never release a piece of footage of my friend getting their ass whooped because that's nasty, that's gross, especially for monetary gain. This does nothing for AEW. Now, they tried to shoot it as an angle, which I was kind of surprised they even did that. But they tried to shoot it as an angle because they have a tag match with FTR. These motherfuckers done wrestled 3-4 times already. Nobody gives a fuck at this point, right? But they used it to try to shoot an angle with FTR. Oh, yeah, this is your friend, and this is why we lost the last match because we were distracted because your friend beat up our friend. Fuck that. Then FTR come out, and they cut a promo. By that point, I had to stop paying attention because, my God, that footage is fucking hilarious. CM Punk really put his hands on that little boy. Now, here's the thing, AEW, I gave you guys the biggest chance, and I was so excited from the inception of this company because, wow, we got a true alternative, and these guys are really different, and they have different perspectives, and they speak a different language, and they believe in a different form of professional wrestling. It was all supposed to be good, and it was looking good, and they were selling out, and I'm from Chicago. There was a point where you couldn't get an AEW ticket. It was selling just that fast within the first 5 minutes. Like, I didn't go to an AEW show till Revolution 2020. It was just a hot ticket. It was what it was. To see them deteriorate into what it is today as of April 10th is disgusting to see. It's sad to see. It's sad to see the legacies they've ruined. You know, wasn't the biggest Dean Ambrose fan in the world, but he was better off over there. Chris Jericho, my favorite wrestler of all time, his legacy dies a little bit every day he stays in that company. Edge, Adam Copeland, the Rated R superstar, legacy dies every day he stays in that company. Saraya, used to be Paige in WWE, non-existent. So on, so forth. This is gross. This is nasty. Anybody who tries to defend this shit is a fucking moron. This is just nasty. Tony Khan, you're not a boss. CM Punk said in his interview, you're a guy with money, you're a guy that owns the name, but you don't know how to control a room full of men. And we're using the word men very loosely in this situation. Finger poke of doom, that'll put butts in seats, giving wrestlers creative control, all those things that Eric Bischoff got blamed for and Dixie Carter got blamed for. It's time to have that conversation about Tony Khan. This is not good. And this is one of those defining moments in AEW history where it's like, this is the reason why they died. Starting with Cody Rhodes leaving. Starting with CM Punk, the suspension onto the All In thing, and now this. This is bad. This is bad. And from an AEW fan standpoint, you have to be transparent about what's going on. It's not cool. It's not cool to put your friend on TV getting his ass whooped so you could pop a rating. I'm going to turn this show off right now because it's not even worth watching. It's not like anything going to happen. All they do is, oh, I'm a good wrestler. You're a good wrestler. Let's see who the best wrestler is. It's fucking boring. It's not entertaining. Instead of trying to pop a rating that way, because we all know they never really hit any significant numbers until CM Punk came around. Instead of doing that, how about you just try to shoot an angle? Sit down, write some shit. Try to be good. Try to put on a good television program. Because at the end of the day, only a certain amount of people are cool with sitting here watching people swing with their forearms, knee strikes, and roll-ups, and the front flip over the top rope. It's only so many times you can see that shit before you're like, all right, I could be doing anything else with my time, which is what I'll be doing. I had to get this off my chest. I can't believe that shit. I'm in utter shock. This is a live reaction. I just plugged the mic in and just went, because I cannot believe that they really tried to pull that shit off. And you know the best part of it? The ratings will come out in the morning and it'll be 800,000 viewers like it is every week. This does nothing for anybody. This does nothing for the Young Bucks, FTR, CM Punk, Jack Perry, or AEW as a whole. This company won't last to see the year 2030. Mark my words on that. You can make fun of me all you want if they actually do make it that far. I think I'm out. I think that's it. I think I got everything off my chest. Shout out CM Punk for being honest. And shout out WWE for putting on good TV as of late. AEW, get your shit together, man. It's not looking good. Tony Khan, hand the ball to somebody else if you can't handle a room full of men.